From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to have you there by the radio as we come to you with another edition of the Living Truth Radio program from the Way of Truth Ministries. And this week we are studying the subject, Loving Christ's Appearing. And it's taken from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 through 8, where the Apostle Paul was giving his last testimony, as it were, to Timothy. And he says, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." That's a tremendous promise, that a crown of righteousness is given to those who love the appearing of Christ. And as I've been emphasizing throughout the course of this week, that the crown of righteousness is one of the five rewards given to believers at the rapture, and it will be given to those particularly who love Christ's appearing simply because they love Christ and they've been living the righteous life. They've been being and been doing all that the Lord would have them to be and to do. And so that crown of righteousness will be given. And so we've been talking about what it means really to love Christ's appearing and how we act when we love Christ's appearing. Well, we have mentioned 3 points so far out of 6 that I'm sharing with you this week. Number one, we love Christ's appearing by believing it. Number two, by anticipating it. And number three, by proclaiming it. Today, let's continue and look at another point that relates to loving Christ's appearing. We love his appearing by desiring it. By desiring it. Do you desire the second coming of Christ? Do you really? Do you really? You know, I can remember a number of years ago, I was giving premarriage counseling. And by the way, when I give premarriage counseling, I normally give about 6 months' worth of premarriage counseling so that the couple that I will be marrying understand what marriage is all about. And as we were in premarriage counseling at one of the sessions, I'll never forget that the young fellow said, "I sure hope the Lord doesn't come before we get married." And, you know, I sort of chuckled with them on that. Yet there are many people who hold that same thought. People want to do this or that or the other thing, and they'll say, "I sure hope the Lord doesn't come before I get to do this." Now, why is that the case? Well, it's the case simply because of the fact that we are more earthly-minded than we are heavenly-minded. We need to keep in mind that whatever we have planned on this earth, in this life, no matter how good it may be, it is nothing in comparison to seeing the Lord Jesus Christ face to face. And so the fact of the matter is, we should desire the rapture. We should desire the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ more than anything that we as believers are facing in life. Whether it's getting married, or whether it's going to go to some great activity, or whatever the case may be, we should truly desire the second coming of Christ more than anything whatsoever in life. Turn with me, if you would please, to the book of Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3 is a passage of scripture where the Apostle Paul is speaking concerning the rapture, I believe. And notice what he says in verses 20 and 21. This really shows us why we should desire the rapture. Philippians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21, where it says, "For our conversation," that is basically our citizenship as it relates to this particular passage of scripture, "For our conversation, our citizenship is in heaven. Yes, we live on earth right now. But the moment we got saved, our citizenship was placed in heaven. Physically, we live on earth, but spiritually, our citizenship is in heaven. That is where we are." In other words, as a Christian, we can be certain, as certain of heaven as though we've been there 1,000 years, because right now, our citizenship is in heaven. And so Paul says, "For our conversation is in heaven, from whence we also look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself." You see, there are many reasons why we should desire the rapture. I believe that the first one is that we will see the Lord Jesus Christ. The second one is simply because of the fact that we will be with others who've gone on before us. Another reason is simply because of the fact that we'll be able to sit down and talk with and have fellowship with people that we've read about in the Bible, Paul and John and Moses and Abraham and Isaac, and what a blessing that will be. But you see, another reason why we should truly desire the rapture is because it will release us from this vile body in which we live. Our body, your body, my body, is a vile body. That means it's a humble body. It is a corrupted body. It is a body that's subject to sin. It's a body that's subject to sickness. It's a body that is subject to weakness. And for every one of us, we know what that means, don't we? As I sit here before this microphone with you today, I've got arthritis in my hands and in my knees and in my ankles. And I tell you the truth, I'm looking forward to seeing Jesus when there'll be no more arthritis. Do I hear an amen to that? Not only that, but every day we face sinful situations. We are tempted to sin on a consistent basis. But in that new body, there will be no temptation to sin, because that new body will be perfectly holy and righteous, just like the body of the Lord Jesus Christ is. And so you see, we should desire the rapture, because this old body of ours will be taken away, and we will be given that glorious body, which is just like that the Lord Jesus Christ has. And I tell you, my dear beloved friend, I am looking forward to that. Remember the words of John as he spoke in 1 John chapter 3. He says this, beginning with verse 1, "Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be." That is, we don't know exactly what this new body is going to be like, because we haven't seen it yet. We haven't experienced it. But then he goes on to say, "But we know that when he," that is Christ, "shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure." Yes, beloved, when those of us as Christians see the Lord Jesus Christ in the rapture, we will be as he is, in that perfect, glorified body. And therefore, we should desire the rapture, because it releases us from this vile body. Are you looking forward to the rapture? I trust that you are. And if so, be believing it. Be anticipating it. Be proclaiming it. Be desiring it. But you know something? Be working for it as well. Be working for it as well. Turn to 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. In fact, allow me, if I may, begin reading in verse 8, where it says this, 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 8. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Now, we don't have time to dig into that on the program today. The Lord willing, we will pick it up again tomorrow. But when you look at that verse of Scripture, and I'd encourage you that between today and tomorrow, you meditate a little bit on 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. It tells us that God is not slack concerning his promise. That is, he's promised the return of Christ, and that will happen. But God is long-suffering to us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God wants us to be more involved in soul winning so that more people will come to Christ. That will in and of itself enhance the return, the rapture, the return of Christ, what we call the rapture. Now, I want you to think about that. And the Lord willing, tomorrow when we gather together again, we'll take a look at it in a more detailed way. But the fact of the matter is, to love Christ's appearing means that we will be working for it, which means that we'll be soul winners until we see the Lord Jesus Christ face to face. Something to anticipate. Amen. Amen indeed. Well, thank you for joining me today. Until we greet you once again by way of radio tomorrow, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, truly the best is yet to come. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.